Hello, Susana Lopez here, actor turned barrister turned broadcaster turned true crime writer and proud member of Sisters in Crime Australia. Welcome to the Scarlet Stiletto Bites podcast. For over 30 years now, Sisters in Crime Australia has supported our women crime writers, both true crime and fiction, and some criminal literary talent has been unearthed. Among many awards, there's an annual prize for short crime fiction, the Scarlet Stiletto Awards. And for those of you who prefer your stories by ear, in 2023 we commenced this podcast series, Scarlet Stiletto Bites, to celebrate the sisters' 30th anniversary. Each story is short, but not always sweet. Expect twisted tales, quirky humour, and a frisson of feminism. Please support us by following, sharing, reviewing, and generally spreading the word. We have no paywall. Many of us have had the feeling of stage fright. I know I did occasionally as an actor and sometimes even as a barrister. Today's story, Stage Fright by Mary Evans, is short and sweet and sinister. Mary won the Young Writers Award at the 2011 Scarlet Stilettos. Blood was everywhere. On the walls, the furniture. Does it have to be so scarlet? I asked, standing in the middle of the stage.
It has to look realistic,
Tracy called from the audience seats. I sniffed. It smells funny. Fake blood always does. Tracy rustled through the pages of the script. Mr. Scalibra and I did a great job. He said I had an eye for setting the scene. I rolled my eyes. Mr. Scalibra was the director and, Tracy thought, fancied her. Oh, this is going to be a success, Tracy enthused. I know the play is short, but the way he writes it is brilliant. I can't believe his wife doesn't encourage him more. Uh-huh. I could. I thought the play was rubbish. It consisted of a gruesome murder, a weak plot, and poor acting. I knew. I was one of the actors. The only good bit was when the murdered body fell out of the cupboard at the end, but even that climax was lackluster because Greg, the victim, didn't want to hurt himself by falling face first on stage. I rang Mr. Scalibra this morning. There's a few things I wanted to talk with him about the play. Tracy tossed her black ponytail, but I got his wife instead. She was really rude. Oh, can't believe he married such a drama queen. I listened, not because I was interested, more out of habit. I'd been friends with Tracy since we started high school. She talked and I listened. That had been established at the beginning. Anyway, I told her that I looked forward to seeing him tonight, just to bug her. You nervous about tonight? I didn't want to hear about how Tracy had got one up on Teresa Scalibra. Course not. You? She flipped through the script. I felt like throwing up every time I thought of it. The fake blood did not help. Yeah. Could you run the lines again with me? Tracy came on stage and handed me the script. Let's take it from where I discover my boyfriend has cheated on me. I sighed. Okay. I was fed up with this play. Hello, girls. We turned to see Teresa Scalibra in the audience. She jangled her car keys in her hand. Getting ready for tonight? Tracy cocked her head and planted her hand on her hip. Sure. How's Oliver shaping up? I told him to be here this afternoon. Ollie's fine, Teresa said coolly. I noticed her eyes taking in the scenery. Bit extreme, don't you think? I said politely. Her eyes flickered to me. Extreme
Yes, but necessary, she smiled. She turned. Did you give my message to Oliver? Tracy demanded. I winced. I knew Tracy wasn't interested in Mr. Scarlibra as such. She just liked the attention. I wondered if Mrs. Scarlibra knew that. She had paused at Tracy's question, like wondering if she should answer. Then she laughed. Oh, yes, I gave it to him. Then she sauntered out of the small theatre, her heels clicking. Bitch, Tracy said carelessly. Why was she here anyway? She never comes into the theatre. Probably looking for her husband. Huh? Tracy ran her fingers through her silky hair. Can't keep him at home. Well, they say it's a wife's fault. I pasted the red goo onto my lips blindly. Tracy was hogging the mirror. Mr. Scarlibra still hasn't got back to me. I haven't seen him anywhere, she worried. He's the director. He'll be here. Oh, poked my eye with the mascara stick. Greg better not muck up. He's so annoying. Last rehearsal, he forgot to get in the cupboard. It totally ruined it. Well, it's hard to hear his cue backstage with all the noises. But I too hoped Greg would haul his butt a little more. In the wings, we waited for the audience to settle. Tracy was chewing her fingernails. Nervous? No, she snapped. But Mr. Scarlibra was supposed to be here by now. The door to the cupboard is still snagging on the latch. Oliver was supposed to fix it today. That's why I rang him to make sure. Well, maybe he fixed it after we left, I suggested. At rehearsals, we'd had a string attached to the cupboard door and Seth, the stagehand, pulled it unlocked when Greg needed to fall out. It worked, but the string kind of ruined the atmosphere. Greg will be locked in, I said. Seth will have to pull the string. It ruins it, Tracy just about gnashed her teeth. Better get into character, I reminded her. We're on soon. Oh, it was worse than rehearsals. I felt carved out of stone. Tracy was still miffed at Oliver and couldn't quite get the meek, gentle character she was portraying. And Greg's only line needed to be prompted. I think I was just as relieved as the audience when the final scene came up. There was no sight of the director anywhere. Too embarrassed by how bad his play was, probably. The fake blood was still putting me off, and the smell was getting worse. Tracy had decided that she would open the cupboard door herself. The lights would go out immediately afterwards. The end was near. Tracy delivered her last line and then wrenched open the cupboard door. There was a fraction of a pause, and then I heard the audience's first real gasp, saw Tracy's horror-filled expression, and then the bloodied, decapitated body of Oliver Scarlibra fell onto the stage. Tracy screamed. The lights went out, the curtain tore between us and the audience. I could hear the undeserved applause. The lights switched on. Blood was everywhere, on the walls, the furniture. It smelt funny, but then blood always does. Shoot! Greg had appeared. Did I miss my cue? The end. Thanks so much for listening. We'd love to get your feedback, and we'd love to reach more listeners. Our website is sistersincrime.org.au and our email address is admin@sistersincrime.org.au. Until next Friday then, when we bring you another scintillating story from Australian women crime creators.